Yeah, that was the biggest disappointment because, again, for the third time, got it to the Senate, and the Senate was agreeable at one time to get it passed, and so that was really exciting, and everyone that was for that was really, I had the votes in the Senate to pass it and everything, but I think that it got caught up in plans for next year. And so that didn't materialize. That was a big disappointment, because the biggest reason I'm disappointed in it, because I think Alaska needs a transportation infrastructure fund. We're one of the few states that doesn't have one, number one. And we have right now we have $20 billion backlog in our STIP projects, and we have about $700 million in deferred maintenance in our streets and in our roads, bridges, whatnot. And even when we have good times, when the money's rolling in, we don't get that done. So we obviously have to have something. The state needs to have something, because if we can't take care of that, people will leave the state.
And that was another question I was going to ask. You were kind of the push behind that effort, and with you not returning, is it just going to go away?
Well, I don't think so. I think we've got, I had actually in the House, I think there was 22 people that co-signed that bill with me. And so I don't think it will get left by the wayside. It was a real push in the House, because a constitutional amendment takes two-thirds of the House. That would have taken 27 votes to get it passed, and we had 34. So that tells you that it was something that really, everybody sees the need that's in Juneau. They really see the need. It's very difficult, though, for finance chairman especially, to give up that control. There's some money there that they would have to give up, because it would be set aside just for transportation projects.
Can you explain what the amendment would have done?
Well, actually, the constitutional amendment would have only done one thing. It would have taken it a vote to the people, to see if we would, if the state would say, we will set aside certain money and it will only be used for transportation, would you vote to have a dedicated fund for transportation? And at one time we did have a dedicated fund when we were when the drafters of our state constitution got into when they were working on the constitution, they realized that we needed a dedicated fund, and we already had one, and so they grandfathered in two dedicated funds. So there was two funds, one for roads and one for water and harbors. Because they grandfathered those in, I feel very confident that that was something that they knew was needed and they wanted to continue.
Okay, and then it was removed?
It was removed when we, I can't remember the year, 1960-something, when we increased our gas tax. We increased it to 8 cents, and that was the highest gas tax in the United States. And people were thinking, oh, this is going to be wonderful, and we're going to have all this money, and we don't need it. Mm-hmm. And so now we are the lowest in the United States. I think there might be one that's lower. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I definitely will keep my eye out and help anyone that wants to do that, because it's so important.
With you wrapping up your long career in the legislature, one thing I wanted to ask you is, if you were in charge of everything, imagine that, and you could make something happen, like one thing, what would you choose?
If I had a magic wand, I think that our state needs to diversify and not depend so much on oil. And if I had a magic wand, I would probably get roads to resources, because we have a lot of different kinds of resources in this state. And our children are one of our biggest resources. I would have roads to those resources, because there's a lot of places that it's not economical to get those resources, because they have to fly things in and out because there's no roads. And so if I had a magic wand, I would make sure that we had infrastructure in this state so that business would come.